Es khazar ze khine shbakh khaz shag vem yhudem sagt es khub tav khof tes. Perik elu nairis perik shlishi. Zogt de hele gemishne bis yate de shmai the following situations of nairis being violated would entitle the naira to a penalty if they are violated. One who violates a naira who is a mamzeris, who is an asina, who is a kutis. One who violates a naira who is a geyiris, who is a captured woman, or who is a maidservant who had converted, or was ransomed, or was freed before they were 3 years old. Someone who violates a naira who is his sister, or his father's sister, or his mother's sister, or his wife's sister, or his brother's sister, or his father's brother's wife, or a nida, must also pay the penalty, because he's only chayiv karis for these women, and not the death penalty of bezdin. All this will be explained in the Gemara. So the Mishnah only seems to list puzzle girls and saying that it seems to be like those are the only girls who get the penalty for being violated as an Naira Merasa. In fact, Mar, is it only these puzzle girls who get the penalty, like Mamzeres and Tzinekutis, but not regular valid girls? Mar says the Mishnah means to say that these girls get the penalty even though they're puzzle. And one would therefore think that there's a reason not to allow them to get it, but they still get it. The Mishnah suggests that only a Naira gets the penalty, but a Katana would not. This is the view of Rameya and Abraisa. Abraisa says, a girl from 1 day old until she brings Shtei Cyrus may be sold by her father, but is not entitled to the penalty if she is violated. From when she brings Shtei Cyrus until she's Begeris, which is when she's 12 and a half years old, she's entitled to the penalty if she is violated and may not be sold by her father, because the entitlement of the father to sell and of the girl to get the penalty never overlap. The Chum say a girl from when she's 3 years old until she's a begaris is entitled to the penalty if she is violated. Frak Mar de Chum mean that she's entitled to the penalty but may not be sold. Mar says they mean that there's a right to the penalty even when there's a right for her father to sell her. Frak Mar, why would the women in the Mishnah who the rapist may not marry be entitled to the penalty? The pasuk says v'loy siya li'isha, which suggests that the woman must be fit for him to marry in order for this penalty to take effect. Rish Lakish says the psukim say the word naira, naira, and ha naira. One teaches Allah of the penalty. One teaches that it applies even if one violates a naira who is usher to marry. Who is also to marry him via a lav, and the third teaches that it applies even if one violates a naira who he is also to marry with karas. Or Papa said the psukim regarding a mefata, a seducer, say the words besula, besulais, ha besulais. One teaches the halacha of a penalty. One teaches that it applies even if a seducer, even if one seduces a naira who is also to marry, who is also to marry him via a lav, and the third teaches that it applies even if one seduces a naira who is also to marry him with karas. Now Papa doesn't use the drasha of Rish Lakish because he uses the words for the drasha of Abaye that the girl must be alive at the time of the payment of the penalty in order to collect the penalty, in order for him to be chayv the penalty. Rish Lakish doesn't use the drasha of Papa because he used the pasuk for Gzeir Shava to teach that Oynes and Mefata are the same penalty. In fact, how does Rish Lakish learn the drasha of Abaye and how does our Papa learn the drasha, the Gzeir Shava that Rish Lakish mentioned? Mar said that if you look at it in total, there are a total of 6 words. The three words of Naira and the 3 words of Basula. So 2 are needed for the basic halacha of Oynes and Mefata. Now we have 4 remaining. One is used for the drasha of Abaye, one is used for the Gzeir Shava, and the other 2, the remaining 2, are then used for to teach regarding the women via who are asur to him via alav and the women who are asur to him via karas. Zaknamar, the Mishnah, which says that the penalty applies even to a woman who is not allowed to marry, does not follow the following Bryce. The Bryce says, the Shimon HaTemani says that the penalty only applies when the woman violated could enter condition with the violator. Shimon Manasseh says it only applies to a woman who is allowed to remain married to that man. Rav Zeri explains the difference between them is a woman who could have a condition with this man, but who may not remain married to him, as would be the case with a mamzeris and an asina. According to Rabbi Akiva, who says that kedushin does not take effect for one also with a lav, what would be the difference between them? So according to Rabbi Simai, it would be the case of a widow and a kohen gadol. According to Rabbi Yeshevov, the difference would be a woman who is also via an asay, like a mitzri and a doimi. According to the view that Rabbi Yeshevov would say that even a normal asay would prevent kedushin from taking effect, according to Rabbi Akiva, we would say that the difference between them would be a kohen gadol who violates a woman who is not a basula, and the reason that asay is different than the others is that's an asay that doesn't apply to all people, and therefore kedushin would take effect. Rav Chisda said, according to Shimon Taimoni and Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, one who violates a nida would be subject to the penalty, because although one is subject to karis for being with her, for bia with her, kiddushin would still take effect, and would therefore, and one would be allowed to keep her as a wife, and therefore, even though there's a karis involved over there, but still the penalty for oynis and mefata would apply.